a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where the Lord says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Esther. Today, we explore Esther's generosity in our last podcast on Esther. Esther chapter 8, verse 1. "That same day, King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the estate of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came into the presence of the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and presented it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman's estate." And in chapter 10 and verse 3, "For Mordecai the Jew was next in rank to King Ahasuerus, and he was powerful among the Jews and popular with his many kindred, for he sought the good of his people and interceded for the welfare of all his descendants." There's many admirable things here in the character of Mordecai, but we'll focus on Esther just for the moment and her generosity. She is the one who saves her cousin Mordecai from the evil plot of Haman. And the king rewards Esther with the property of her nemesis, Haman. He was a high official. He was undoubtedly very wealthy. It must make Esther very wealthy to have the property of Haman. The king benefits Mordecai specifically by giving him his signet ring. He appoints Mordecai as second only to himself. Mordecai's reward is very great. There are parallels here with Joseph that I think are quite striking. You might want to meditate on that a little bit more. But in addition to all of this, Esther is generous. I mean, surely Mordecai has enough, doesn't he? He has the king's signet ring. He's got this new appointment, the second only in the kingdom. I mean, I dare say his salary is pretty decent. But Esther gives Haman's estate to Mordecai. She does not keep it for herself. Might have made her financial position a lot more secure, but no, she gives it to Mordecai. I wonder if there was a temptation for Esther to keep Haman's estate for herself. Although she's queen, as far as we know, she has no wealth of her own. This could have been her pension plan, but instead, she gives the estate to Mordecai. She wants him to be blessed. And the same spirit actually is in Mordecai, because as we see at the close of the book, Mordecai is looking out for his people and his extended family. It might remind us of Proverbs 11, verse 25. "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Want to be refreshed? Find someone to refresh. And perhaps also 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Paul writes, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." That's a principle, not beyond the financial situation he's talking about. Perhaps reflect today on Titus 3, verses 4 to 7, about the kindness and love of God our Saviour, who saved us, not because of the righteous things we'd done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through washing and rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that being justified by grace, we become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. How generous our God is. Take some time. Ask God to refresh your gratitude for your salvation and to ask him to inspire you with that to be generous to others today. I do hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.